On the University of Montana Week, access to the future of healthcare practices isn't shared by all. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Erica Woodall, professor in the Department of Biomedical and Pharmaceutical Sciences, determines how to make sure everyone benefits.
Advances in precision medicine, utilizing a patient's genetics, lifestyle, and environment, promise to transform healthcare, particularly by discovering mechanisms of disease pathology and developing personalized therapeutics. The most readily adoptable tool of precision medicine is pharmacogenomics, in which a patient's genetic profile is used to choose the best medication to improve drug safety and response. However, implementation of pharmacogenomics has largely only benefited patients living in proximity to large healthcare facilities or academic medical centers in major metropolitan areas, leaving many underserved populations behind. My research has led to the launch of a new institute to ensure equitable access to pharmacogenomics for underserved communities. Our priority is to address healthcare disparities for rural and tribal patients who have historically been the last to gain access to emerging healthcare technologies. We have partnered with healthcare systems across Montana to understand the unique challenges in implementing pharmacogenetics in resource-limited settings. This work has built on more than a decade of community-engaged research focused on increasing participation of rural and tribal communities in precision medicine research. Key to these partnerships are building trust and working to ensure that the research addresses healthcare priorities of the community, including the areas of cancer and mental health. Across our partner sites, there is enthusiasm for utilizing pharmacogenetic testing and increasing system-wide adoption. This will work to help ensure equitable access to pharmacogenetic testing for underserved communities in Montana and serve as a model for other resource-limited areas in the United States.
That was Erica Woodall of the University of Montana. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.